This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. Sri Lanka is now under a state of emergency, one day after 290 people were killed and hundreds of others injured on Easter Sunday. Several Americans were killed in morning blasts, including a boy from Washington, D.C., according to Reuters. Rosie Senanayake is the mayor of the capital city, Colombo, where most people were killed in the Sunday morning bombings.
This is a very sad moment. This is a very cowardly attack, and it's not just an attack, it's a very gross, gruesome attack on humanity.
The island nation, pointing the finger at a little-known radical Islamist group for the series of devastating bombings. The country's health minister, Rajitha Senaratne, said Monday that the National Tawfiq Jamaat organization is responsible. Authorities said 24 people have been arrested so far. The United States on Monday said it is ending sanctions waivers for five countries importing Iranian oil. The hope is to put new pressure on Tehran to curb its military aggression in the Mideast by cutting off its main source of national revenue, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo.
We've made our demands very clear to the Ayatollah and his cronies. End your pursuit of nuclear weapons. Stop testing and proliferating ballistic missiles. Stop sponsoring and committing terrorism. Halt the arbitrary detention of U.S. citizens.
The waivers will end for three U.S. allies, Japan, South Korea, and Turkey, as well as China and India. Leaders of Pakistan and Iran agreed Monday to expand border security cooperation to fight terrorist groups waging attacks in both countries. We have more on these talks between Iran and Pakistan on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Volodymyr Zelensky, a television actor, won a landslide victory in the Ukrainian presidential election Sunday. Henry Ridgewell takes a look at how the 41-year-old pulled off this major win.
Zelensky combined a slick social media campaign with his image as an outsider, capitalizing on a swell of public anger at the old Ukrainian politics of cronyism and corruption. His defeated rival, incumbent Petro Poroshenko, offered his congratulations.
I will leave the office, but I want to announce firmly I will not leave politics.
Poroshenko later wrote on Twitter, "You may just look at the celebrations in the Kremlin on the occasion of the elections. They believe that with a new, inexperienced Ukrainian president, Ukraine could be quickly returned to Russia's orbit of influence." Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
One analyst tells VOA the slow pace of reforms and a failure to improve living standards ultimately cost Poroshenko a second term. Egyptians voted on Monday for the third and final day. The question on voters' minds, whether to back constitutional amendments that could see President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi stay in power until 2030. Many voters Reuters spoke to encouraging others to vote no matter what. She says, "We are not saying how you should vote, but at the end participate in the referendum. Every country has constitutional amendments. This is not happening only here." The three-day referendum was called last week, a day after Egypt's parliament overwhelmingly endorsed the proposals. They would also bolster the role of the military and expand the president's power over judicial appointments. Sudan's Transitional Military Council wants protesters to remove themselves and the blockades they have placed around the military headquarters in Khartoum. The council's warning comes a day after talks between the protesters and the military broke down because the military refuses to transfer power to a civilian government. Those protesting say they're not going anywhere.
"We announced this yesterday and we're still resisting and we're still here in this field. We're not moving until we release all our, demands."
Protesters have been demanding a change in the regime since December. President Trump sued Monday to block a congressional panel from subpoenaing his personal and business records from the accounting firm that for years has handled his financial affairs. We have this full story on VOAnews.com. Go there for more international stories as well. I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.